How about those Cubs? That's what I say. I'm in a good mood. I mentioned I'm the one that has the privilege of leading your mission beginning Monday night, goes Tuesday, Wednesday, three nights, 7 o'clock, right here in the church. But I'm also at all the masses this weekend, just to give you a little heads up as far as what this is about, and more importantly, why I hope you will consider coming to this for you, not for me. This is not about me. Let me explain. Here, let me get a show of hands. Raise your hand if you had coffee this morning. That's a lot of druggies. Okay. although we are in Oregon. So. Isn't Oregon one of those? Yeah. Sadly, is there one in Kaiser? Anyway. Okay. How about this? Show of hands. How many here think that Donald Trump... No, I'm not going to... No. No politics. No, that was just to warm you up. Okay. Shake it out. Here we go. This is the question I want to ask, really. How many of you would like to know and feel the presence and the love of God more in your life? How many would like that? Nice. Yeah, me too. And I'm not asking that like, you know. It's a really important question to ask. Is it something you really do want? You know, I do. And I guess so do you. But now here's the follow-up question that's a lot more uncomfortable to ask. If that's true, then what are you doing in your life to make that happen? I mean, if you really want to know and feel God more abundantly in your life, then are you choosing to do anything about that? Or do you just kind of want it? I think somewhere we're kind of in the middle of that answer. But my friends, this is what a parish mission is all about. An opportunity for people who truly do want to know God more to spend time with them, because that's exactly what you'll be given. Time. That's all it takes. It's the hardest thing, too, isn't it? Because it's the one thing we don't have a lot of. You know, I have a nephew. He goes to college in St. Louis, Missouri, where I live. He lives about 10, 11 miles from where I do, but I never see him. Right? I never see him. I never hear from him unless he wants something. Right? Now, if he wants something, that boy can track me down. I don't care where I'm at. He can get a hold of me and find me. It's amazing, you know? It's like a GPS tracker, you know, if that's a thing. But he lives down in Florida, Tampa. That's where my brother lives. But he's up in St. Louis going to school. So I, out of the blue, I got a text from Robbie, my nephew. And this is what the text said. Yo! That's how I said. Yo, Uncle Ron, sup? He says, hey, can I borrow your bike this afternoon? Now, here's the deal. As a priest, as a Vincentian priest, a religious priest, I own a little of nothing. And what I do own is not worth much at all. Except for my bike. That's the only thing I got. It's a really, really good bike. You know, I do these triathlons and stuff, so it's really good. My brother got it for me, actually. Not the one in Florida, the good one. The other one. The nice brother. He got me this bike. So anyway, I never lend it out, none of that. I keep it shiny, clean, it's awesome. He wants to use it, Robbie. I was really reluctant. You know, I don't like to lend it out, especially to, you know, college kids. But I thought, I never see him, though. If I say yes, he'll have to come over and get the bike, and we'll be able to touch base. And it's like, well, I'll make the exception this one time. So I immediately texted him back when I thought, now I'm going to call him and let him know, you know. So I called him. And it rings, and it rings, and it rings, and it goes to voicemail. I'm like, well, that's weird, because I know he's got his phone. He just texted me. So I thought, well, maybe he didn't hear it. You know, that happens to me. So I redialed him, right? And that's what I'm doing here. So it rings, and it rings, it rings, goes to voicemail. A friend of mine who was with me started laughing. She said, Ron, your nephew is avoiding you. He hears it, he's just not answering. And then I had a decision to make. You know, do I just keep calling him until he answers, or do I take the high road and just text him and, you know. So I chose the low road, and I thought, I'm just going to keep calling him until he answers, because how else is he going to learn? So I redial, and it rings, and it rings, goes to voicemail, and I redialed him, and it rings, goes to voicemail. I had all day, so I thought, this is going to be fun. So like 7, 8 times, finally, Robbie answers, and this is what he says to me. What? Oh, I said, whoa, Robbie, hey, it's your Uncle Ron. He said, yeah. I know who you are. What do you want? Yeah, right? That'd be the end of that bike. That's exactly right. But unlike you, I'm nice. Okay. No. Yeah, you're... That's true. She goes, this is true, but I'm a parent. That's true. Score. Anyway, So, where was I? No. Oh, what do you want? He said with this exasperation in his voice. I said, hey, Robbie, whoa, it's not what I want. It's what you want, my bike, and I'm just calling to say that you can use it. Jeez, you know, take a pill. But Robbie says, he goes, oh, it changed everything. Oh, okay. Oh, thanks, Uncle Ron. And then this was the kicker, though. And he didn't say it meanly. Is that a word? I don't know. He wasn't mean about it. But he just said, oh, thanks, Uncle Ron. But, dude, I don't have time to talk to you right now. I'm really busy. You know, and I get it. But I got to tell you, I knew he didn't say it to be mean or anything else because it's not mean. But it hurt a little bit. You know, kind of deep inside, it hurt a little bit. And I'm not even a parent. I can imagine parents even more so. You know, it's like I never see him. I never hear from him. Really, you don't have 30 seconds? Come on, dude. But I don't have time. I'm really busy. You know, and I get it, I do. He's a college student, you know. I mean, he's busy. He's going from bar to bar, and I understand it, but it still hurt, you know. And then he said to me, he followed it up, and he goes, and besides, Uncle Ron, if someone sends you a text, you never call them as a response. He goes, you don't do that. That's just rude. Yeah, I said, hey, and you know what else is rude? I thought that's the end of that conversation. But then I texted him and said he could use my bike because I'm a nice person. Sucker, yeah, I know. But here's the deal. I was thinking of that. And I thought to myself, I often think this now, ever since that. How many times does the Lord feel kind of hurt because I say the same thing to him all the time? Lord, I love you, man. I want to know you. I want to feel you more, but I just don't have time right now to spend with you. You know, we say that all the time. We do that all the time. We make time for, you know, eating. We make time for TV. We make time for all this stuff. But how much time do we really give to Jesus in our lives? You know, you just said you wanted it. So how much do we give him? And this is not a guilt thing, because I do the same thing. But I want to tell you that because it's why I know why missions are so important and why you will benefit from coming to this mission. Not because of anything I have to say. It's only because you're going to make an effort to give God a little time. That's it. And that's all the Lord wants from you, just a little time. So my friends, let's do it together. Let's give the Lord that. It begins right here, as I said, Monday night, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, to just pull out of the craziness, the routine of your life, all the stuff you're about, which is awesome, I am sure, but just for a little bit, for 3 nights, as many as you can, to step back, to just kind of quiet yourself, open your heart, and let God move in you, through you, and with you, because you just said you wanted that. So let's give it to him. 7 o'clock it begins, and I'll end here by saying that each night of mission, it's not going to go on and on and on, you know, like this homily. Each night of mission is going to be no more than 45 minutes. No more than 45 minutes, I promise. So you still have time to, you know, homework, cook, or whatever you need to do. But who can't make this? And I promise you, please hear this, if nothing else, you make this effort for the Lord, for you. And the Lord, and he will bless you with what you want most. He will. So let's gather right back here tomorrow night, and we're going to have a good time doing it too.